It is 23 minutes after the hour. This is a Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is the famous Chef Steph. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
It's great to have you here. Steph, what is your actual name, for those who don't know?
Oh, my name is Stephanie Marnin, but everybody knows me as Chef Steph. But I am here today to talk about Doralyn Alper, who is the Juno Artist Gallery's newest member. She's been with us since March, and she's going to be our featured artist this Friday for First Friday and the featured artist for the month of September.
That's awesome. And what is your connection to Juno Artist Gallery?
I'm a gallery member as well.
Okay. And, of course, you make lots of treats and things like that that are always around town and often found at the Juno Artist Gallery on
yes.
First Friday.
Yes.
Is that a part of being a member, or is that just something that you like to do?
It's something I like to do. All the members, so as a member, all of my items are there. And we have very talented members, both in their art form and in the kitchen. So the treats are always very well sought after and delicious.
Yes. So as a member, being a member of the Juno Artist Gallery, does that mean that you are that you contribute artwork as well, or does it mean something else? Because I know what being a member of KTOO means, so I'm thinking maybe it's something different there.
It is a little bit different. So members are pretty much co-owners of the gallery, so we all pay rent into the gallery, and we are members. We have our artwork there.
Excellent. All right, so as you mentioned, featured artist is Doralyn Alper. She's described as an encaustic and fabric artist. Would you please tell us what that means?
Yes, it's very interesting. Encaustic is beeswax and damar resin. And what the resin hardens the beeswax. So what she first does, she has something called a jelly plate, which is, she described it as like a jello jiggler. And she paints on it. And then she will lay down a piece of paper or fabric or something to make a print. So she'll lay down the paper and then pull it off, and then that's the print, and then the encaustic goes on top. So she'll melt the beeswax and the resin over it. And then that is mounted on a board or whatever structure she's adhering it to. And it's beautiful. And then sometimes she puts metal around the frame. She does such beautiful work. I'm sorry. I know I'm at a loss for words. I'm trying to describe it, and it's very unique and beautiful. And it's every time I look at her pictures, I want to touch them because the beeswax it has such an attractive looking surface area that I want to touch it. But I don't recommend doing that. She might get mad. So
yes,
she'll be there on Friday. You can ask. But it's just so beautiful. And all of her pieces are one of a kind. You cannot make a print from what she does. So they're all similar, but everything very unique. She uses found objects like feathers and leaves. So it's very fitting now that so many leaves are falling on the floor.
It's
and
like
the
someone
ground.
Flipped a switch. It's like all of a sudden fall
yes.
is on.
And so she's a perfect artist for the September show because it is very fall colors. She also makes fabric vases.
Well, I wanted to go back to something actually. It's the finished products, are they kind of like paintings or sculptures or hanging? You mentioned that there's vases. What else is there?
Okay, so the acoustic prints, the monotypes that she makes, are they are wall hanging paintings or
yeah, something you put up on the wall.
Yes, yes, and they're not very big. You know, it's a perfect size. You know, I guess it's not a perfect size if you have a giant wall space, but you could probably find a spot for her pieces anywhere because some of them are maybe like 6 inch square, and they're just fascinating.
Is this the first time she's had a show with the Juno Artist Gallery?
It is.
Oh, wow. That's a big deal for her.
It is, and we're so excited. We love it when especially new members have their first show just because we love showing off our people because mm-hmm. they're so wonderful and talented. And as I said, she is a little bit new to Juno, a year and a half, but it's a great way for people in the community to come out and meet her and see her talent.
You mentioned that there's sort of fall colors, leaves. I understand she's a naturalist and a photographer. Does she ever incorporate like real life subjects into her work, animals, things like that?
I haven't seen any. As I said, mostly it's things on the ground that have fallen. But there's some landscapes. So she, like with her fabric work, she'll take pictures and print it onto a transparency, and it's an indirect printing process. And she loves that because that's more painterly. And then it's scanned onto the vessel. And once again, fascinating, beautiful, tactile. Fabric art is just gorgeous. And, yeah. and really, I challenge you all to keep your hands to yourself.
Challenge accepted. You also mentioned that Dora Lynn is an art therapist. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I unfortunately.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Folks should come and meet her.
Okay.
She's lovely. And then
talk to her about that
any questions?
Person.
Yes.
All right, great. Well, I noticed that she has very little online presence. I couldn't find a website or anything like that. But is there any place where we can get more information?
The website to the Juno Artist Gallery.
Okay.
And that gets updated when we have new artists, and that would be a good place to start. Or just come on down. You know, she has so much going on that as sometimes we find some of the artists, or I know my website is a little behind. Because we're so busy making art that we sometimes forget to update things.
All right. Well, the Juno Artist Gallery is located in the Senate Mall. That's downtown Juno on Franklin Street. Dora Lynn Alper's exhibit opens this first Friday, September 7th, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Chef Steph, is there anything else you want to add or tell us about?
No, I think that's all. Please come on down. The weather is beautiful, I know, but it's a great time to come out. And, you know, it's fall and everybody's back from traveling, and it's fun to see our friends and neighbors and visit, and the weather's going to be great, and I guarantee the snacks will as well. So come on down and let's show Dora Lynn some support, and really please come and look at her stuff because it's beautiful and very uniquely different.
I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks so much for being here and talking all about it.
Well, thank you very much.